The fight is over before I even get a second to appreciate the barbaric concept of beating the shit out of another human being. Blood smears the floor of the ring, but that's nothing compared to the cut above Lucas's eye, or the redness over his entire body. Why would anyone want to do this?
Your boy won!
Lennon raises my hand like I have some sort of investment in this win. Oh, wait, I do. He was the underdog and I bet $100 on him. Well, I'll be damned. I tug my arm down and Lennon is jumping around like an ankle-biting chihuahua. Then, out of the blue, with a group of people following him, Lucas slinks under the last rope and I stand there speechless as he approaches me.
I'm going to run into the shower,
he says as I focus on the cut, wondering if my lips will heal it. Girls hover behind him, as do guys, waiting for his attention. Okay. He steps closer, and Lennon backs up while Whitney stands closer. Lucas's eyes shift toward Whit for a second, and he must notice Cole. He extends his hand toward Cole, and I miss his attention already. Seriously. Am I this horny?
Hey, Cole, right?
He asks. Cole steps forward, shaking his hand.
Yeah, great fight. Thanks. Hayes is a son of a bitch, but maybe tonight was his off night. Or you're a badass.
Lennon chimes in, and Lucas's vision shifts to her. He smiles.
You were my own little cheerleader.
He puts his hand out in front of her.
Lucas.
Lennon. She hip-checks me, and since I have no muscle holding my body up at the moment, I knock into Whit, who falls into Cole, a weight solid enough to hold us.
I'm this one's friend.
Their hands drop, and I get Lucas's solo attention again, and my stomach grows giddy.
I hope she has room for one more friend.
He says, and a growl comes out of Whitney's mouth while Lennon rears her head back in laughter.
Let's put it this way, Lucas.
Lennon continues, overriding the conversation. Again, his eyes shift to her.
Don't tell me the list is full,
he says with mock indignation.
She's scratching names off the list for you, buddy,
Lennon says, and then a guy walks by and her eyes follow him like a dog chasing a butterfly.
See you later, girls.
She raises her hand and another huff leaves Whitney's mouth.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name,
Lucas says, holding his hand out to her. She stares down at it and back up to him and then back to his hand. Cole nudges her and she eventually shakes his hand. I'm Whitney, her conscience for tonight. She nods her head to the side at me. I laugh and his eyes flicker to me. Cole wraps his arms around his girlfriend's shoulders.
Excuse us, Lucas. My girlfriend needs to remember she's not Talia's mother.
The two of them leave, even with Whitney's reservations. I swear I can feel her eyes in the back of my head.
Talia, huh?
Lucas asks, and I'm so busy examining the injuries on his beautiful face, I forget he's speaking to me until he touches my shoulder.
Like a jolt of electricity.
I'm alert. I'm sorry, what? I ask, focusing on his beautiful green eyes staring right back at me.
Your name?
Talia.
It's beautiful,
he says, and the way he says my name is so soft and gentle, I'm not as concerned about going home with him. Then someone knocks into me, pushing me forward, and I knock into him. The sweat still trickling down his chest makes my hand slide down his sculpted abs until the front of my hand grazes the front of his shorts, and I'm pretty sure the half-hard thing I just felt is his dick. Unable to step back because of the people wanting to talk to him, I try to remove myself, but I'm locked. He glances down at me, a cocky smile in place.
All you had to do was ask. I'd never turn down a hand job.